Good evening. I'm Rick Cottam. Welcome to Your Maryland. On May 7, 1915, a German U-boat sank the Cunard liner Lusitania with a loss of nearly 1,200 passengers and crew. 128 of them were Americans. One of the millions enraged by this callous act was a freshman at the Johns Hopkins University named Henry C. Evans. 2 years later, when the country declared war on Germany, he volunteered to drive an ambulance for the French Army, then took a turn delivering ammunition and supplies to the front. When the first American troops arrived in June 1917, he joined what was then known as the American Expeditionary Force, and because he'd been to college, received a commission as a second lieutenant of field artillery. Henry Evans knew nothing about field artillery or of the French 75-millimeter guns he would soon command, but he learned quickly. He also got to know how terrible it was at the front, though he didn't write much about that in his letters home. Like soldiers in other wars, he entertained his family with a lighter side. He mentioned the high cost of riding boots and an overcoat he'd had to buy in Paris, since officers had to pay for their own clothing. When Christmas approached, he told how his brigade chipped in to buy presents for the children of a nearby French village. On Christmas Day, to their joy and delight, each child received a new pair of shoes, a suit of clothing, and a toy, courtesy of the American 1st Division. But war is not all warmth and merriment. In January, the weather turned bitterly cold. One night, after watching an old woman of 60 or 70, in threadbare clothing, hobbling along in her wooden shoes as she drove her cows to water with the snow falling and the thermometer below zero, Evans admitted he was ashamed to be wearing those expensive boots and gloves and a warm coat. He had also come to despise people who said they were doing their bit. "Whenever I hear an American say that, I feel like knocking him down," he said. "It means that so long as one has done something, however little, he has a right to sit back and feel very patriotic. No Frenchman ever thought of doing their bit. No Englishman does any longer. They were giving their best at all times. Americans at home were too willing to cheer the parades and brass bands and think of the glories of victory and little else." 6 months later, Henry's war began in earnest. On July 18, 1918, his battery was to lay down a rolling barrage in front of an infantry advance when something went wrong. Evans ran forward to a lone tree on the Paris-Soissons road and climbed it so he could adjust his guns. From there, he had a clear view of the enemy positions, and German machine gunners had a clear view of him. The trunk was just wide enough that he could get most of his body behind it, but his arm hooked around it was completely exposed. With bullets clipping the branches beside his head and smacking inches from his arm, he called down adjustments to a corporal, who used semaphore flags to relay them to the guns. The barrage rolled on, the infantry drove off the German machine gunners, and Evans earned a Distinguished Service Cross, the Army's second highest medal. He also went deaf. Sometimes during lulls in the fighting, his hearing returned, but whenever the guns started up, he lost it again. He hid his deafness and never left his battery, even when the 1st Division went into some of the heaviest fighting of the war. The Meuse-Argonne campaign took it deep into the Argonne Forest against 8 German divisions. One day he watched as 2 of his guns, their horses, and 27 men rode forward with the infantry. "They went up over the crest of the hill," he wrote. "German artillery and machine guns wiped them out." From September 26th to November 11th, 1918, the day the ceasefire went into effect, the 1st Division suffered a staggering 7,600 casualties. Evans wasn't one of them. His hearing returned, he came home to Baltimore, became a successful businessman, and raised a family. Henry C. Evans, one of the first Americans to go over there, had certainly done his bit and a great deal more.